Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Don Todrin here from Second Wind. All right. So, you know, for the last month or so, I've been talking about the dull, boring, icky things that nobody wants to talk about that are the basics of success for a business. So let me just review quickly. We talked about bylaws. Oh, my God. You know, lawyers just give you the vanilla ones, nothing that really makes any sense. Operating agreement of an LLC, same thing, man. These are the ways to operate your business, and you get these vanilla forms that are meaningless from lawyers. How do you get into this organization? How do you get out? What if I disagree with my partner? 50-50 agreements, what's that all about? And on it goes. Really, it's job descriptions. How do you have a business without job descriptions? When you hire somebody, how do they know what to do? What do you tell them? Or you let the guy next to them tell them? You let the man running the machine over there train him? Are you getting what you want or what they want? Is it your business or is it your employee's business? And by the way, how do you determine whether a person is successful at his job if he didn't have a job description which described what his obligations were and his commitments are? Can't be done. And there's so many things. Accounts receivable collection. We're all squeezed for cash. And yet, you know, nobody has a real system. They just kind of do whatever they feel is right at the time, calling different ways at different times, and no systematic organization to actually collect receivables successfully. This all can be done. This all can be done and must be done in order for you to be successful in your business. It's not just about building that table and everybody will come and buy it, offering that service and they'll stand in line. No, no, it's not that easy anymore. With the internet, with taxes and overhead, with payroll being as high as it can be, and all the issues that challenge businesses' profitability, it is critical to have these tools carefully outlined and utilized to best serve your needs. Without them, you're headed for a disaster. Plain and simple. I will tell you right now, if you don't have systems and necessary tools, you will enter in disaster. So without a clear operating agreement, without bylaws that are clear, without accounts collectible, accounts receivable collection system, without accounts payable system, without training systems, without systems, you've got nothing. You're running your business on the back of an envelope, and that just doesn't work, folks. It doesn't work. You'll get in trouble. It'll happen. Now, let me focus on this word systems. I mean, here's the statement. Everything that you do that is repeated more than once in your business needs to have a system. And the system needs to be written and put into a binder and preserved. Now, let me be ridiculous for a moment, but actually, I'm telling you the reality of what this is all about. What do you do when you get the mail in the morning? Where do the checks go? Where do envelopes go that are captioned with somebody's name? Who reads them? What do you do with it after you get the checks? You know, who checks with the accounts receivable department to make sure that they're credited? Who deposits it? How do you bookkeep this? How does this work? What happens when a check bounces? What happens when a man is late, you know? So, you know, this tends to be urban legend. This tends to be, I don't know, do it by the seat of your pants. But nobody is paying attention and writing this stuff out. Wouldn't it be great if your administrative assistant left on leave for some reason and you hire a new one and the person says, well, okay, well, you know, how do I handle messages? You know, how do I handle a message for you, the boss? Do I write it down? Do I put it on a pink slip? Do I give you a voicemail? Do I tell you? How do you do that? That's a system. So wouldn't it be great if you created the system, wrote it all out, and said, here's the system's book. Everything you need to know is here. Read it, and then let's discuss it. I will train you. I will train you to do the job that I hired you for, not just sit you behind a desk and let you invent it. How about the machine operator? Sure, he knows how to, you know, run a machine, but how does he get inventory? What does he do with completed product? What does he do when he has a default? What does he do when the machine breaks? You know, what's the break system? What's the lunch system? What's the I'm going to be late system? What's the I'm not going to show system? No systems. Everybody does what they want. Chaos. Chaos is the rule. Breakdowns are the rule. Higher expenses, bigger overhead, less productivity, less profit, out of business, bigger problems. Payroll taxes. Oh, my God. Are you handling it? Insurances. Necessary bills, accounts payable, and you don't have the dough. Who decides who gets paid? How do you make that decision? How do you even pay bills? There's a system for this. If you don't have it, your accounts payable person will invent whatever that person thinks is right. Is that the way you want your business run? I don't know. You don't know. They don't know. So they make it up. If you don't have a book of systems, you don't have a business. It's just that simple. If you have a book of systems, you got a business, and you can run it successfully. So let's stop letting the employees train each other. They don't have your vision. They don't have your knowledge. They don't know what you want, and you do. So you create the system first time out, and, yeah, you can listen to the people. You can improve it. You can change it. You can adjust it. But you got to have a starting point, which is your system. Wouldn't it be great to have an accounts receivable position that brings in your receivables in the mid-30 to about 80%? That's what I do. I'm in the 80s. Sometimes I'll break 90. And, yeah, on occasion it'll get lower than that. But we've got a system to immediately attack it, bring it back up immediately. There is a system for accounts receivable that it works and will keep you at 80%. I don't care what your business is. But without that system, it's just making stuff up. It's doing what you think is good. I'm really stuck on payroll. I'm not payroll, on employees. You know, everybody complains, I can't get the employee that I want. There's no trained employees out there. Nobody knows how to do these things. To which I say, well, no problem. Why don't you just take a high character, high quality, intelligent individual and train them? Why not take somebody out of school and train him or her? Why not take a mother who has kids and can only work, you know, between 12 and 3 and train her? Train is the word. How do you train? Well, you've carefully outlined the job. You've created all the systems around it. And you give the book to the person to learn the systems, and then you review the systems and make sure that they're effective on them, and then you can set them free. But if you don't do that, then who's going to train them? Either nobody or the person next to them. That doesn't work, man. That's not the way to go. Now, a business must be organized. You must have your systems in line. They must be written, and they must be reviewed, and they must be yours. Your systems, not everybody else's systems. So, we've talked about accounts payable system. I gave you a whole session on that, and accounts receivable collections, and all of the things that I'm listing off right over here. We've talked about these. The purpose of today is not to review the systems, but to review the concept of having systems. Without systems, you don't have a business you can sell. If I want to buy this business, how do I know how to run it? If you have a book of systems, oh, I've got a lot of confidence in you now. You run a tight ship. You run a good business. You know what you're doing. Wow, I like that. And when somebody is sick, the replacement can check, how do I do this? And when you hire somebody new, you can train them on how to do it. When you review somebody, they have standards to be reviewed against because you had a job description. And they can improve it by writing their own job description, but you have a starting point. Inventory, starting and finish, marketing. What are you doing? How much are you spending? What's your percentage? A system for everything, everything, everything. A return product. Oh, my God. Whatever you do, if you do it more than once, you need a system. How else can I say it? Now, I will tell you this. Nobody has systems. Nobody. I don't see a system anywhere. If I asked for a written systems, a book of systems, for any business I talk to, I'd get none. Now, oh, we know how to do that, and he's been here for 27 years. He trains. Well, he's going to not be here someday. Then what? And when somebody gives you a problem, one of your employees, and you want to fire him, and how many times have I heard, well, I can't fire him. He has too much information. He knows how to run this. He knows too much. I can't lose him. I need him. Ah, no systems. No systems. He's controlling you. You're not controlling your business. What's a business without systems? It's nothing. It's not a business. It's a hobby. So that's my message for the day. Now, what would I do? Well, it's going to take you some time. It's time-consuming. I'd take a six-month period of time, and I would take the hours per day, per week, and I'd have everybody write out the systems, take the time and review it, put it in your book and own it. This is how your business runs. This is what your business is. Let's say you want to pass it down to your son or daughter. Wouldn't it be great to give them a book of systems? Wouldn't it be awesome? Preparing for tax returns. Do you have to spend expensive money on an accountant, or can your bookkeeper put it all together and hand it to them? It's a system. What goes in, what comes out. Reviews, raises, a system. Systemize it, and it's not a question. It's not a challenge. You don't have to think about it every time. You just do it. Systems, folks. That's really one of the critical issues. Small businesses ignore this. They run by the seat of their pants. They make stuff up. They make decisions every day that have already been made in the past, and they make them again and again and again, wasting time, wasting productivity, not always doing it the right way. You can't sell your business without it. You can't replace anybody without it. You can't win without them. Now, I know they're there. We all know what the systems are, kind of, but they're not written. They're not in a binder. They're not the rule, the Bible, the book. All right, folks, do it. That's all I can tell you. I can't make you do it. I can't tell you to do it, but I can tell you won't succeed without it. All right, that's it for today. I look forward to next week. Have a great week. Bye now.